It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
You know, I had to get out the short sleeves and the spring jacket.
Yeah, well, I saw my neighbor's kids there, Ty and Casey, were shooting baskets wearing shorts yesterday. Of course, they were doing that when it was colder than that. So,
but we're Minnesotans. We wear shorts all winter.
That's right.
You know, we just put on a parka.
That's right. Well, it did get up to 59 yesterday. It was one of the warmer parts of the state, they were saying in the news this morning out here in the West. So
okay.
That was a good thing.
No, I barbecued a chicken yesterday and dug out one of my grills I hadn't used since the summer. And
kind of did the snow in here, most of it, so still a little bit here and there. But another couple of days of it, then we'll probably get blasted again here.
No, I was just checking the two-week forecast before we started here. And it's going to be above 40 from the forecast for the next 2 weeks.
You never know. April, you know, we got 20 inches in April a couple of years ago, so.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to get anyone's hopes up.
Yeah, I never got too excited until.
You know, I don't put my snowblower away until June.
Yeah,
so.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Arnold Leroy Killen. Arnold was born on November 2nd, 1907, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Was honorably discharged passed away on September 28th, 1995. He was a school teacher in the Cambie area from 1938 to 1985. So, and he was an shop teacher. So he was, looked like he was well in his late 60s and 70s when he retired. That's dedication right there.
That's right.
Anyways, during that long tenure as a teacher, he did take a year and a half break and entered active duty in the United States Navy on June 23rd, 1944 in Granite Falls, Minnesota, in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged a year and a half later on December 23rd, 1945 in Minneapolis. He served in the Pacific during World War II. There wasn't much information on where he served, what vessels he served on in his file, but so we thank you, Arnold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the topic today, staying independent and connected with your community. Tell us about that.
With a little help, you can be independent as you age.
I need all the help I can get.
Yeah. I'm guessing you needed that for quite a while.
You're right.
Even before you aged.
That's right. All my life.
VA's Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care discuss options for aging veterans to remain in their homes and active in their communities, which we do not have a lack of in Madison here. For many veterans, growing older may mean having a harder time getting around, needing more support in your daily life, and requiring more frequent trips to the doctor for care. These changes might affect what makes you happy, like being independent, exercising, traveling, spending time with family. That's why it's important to take advantage of VA resources so you can age in place in your home. In recognition of Senior Independence Awareness Month in February, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. I guess I should be celebrating that.
Senior Independence Awareness Month is February. VA is highlighting a variety of resources to help senior veterans live independently and live well. VA offers a variety of resources and programs for older veterans that can help you build a routine and support system to remain independent, like Veteran Decision Aid provides a checklist to help you narrow down which VA resources and what kind of care is best for you, to help creating a personalized health plan by and for veterans. Veteran-directed care allows you and your caregivers to create an individual plan for assistance and personal care that fits your needs and lifestyle. You can get help developing a spending and care plan to help you live independently in your own home or community. Palliative care focuses on keeping symptoms in check so that you can carry out day-to-day activities. Aims to improve your overall quality of life, whether that's physical, mental, or emotional well-being. Adult Day Healthcare, VA support program designed to help with personal care tasks while also providing opportunities for you to socialize with others and engage in your community. There's flexible activities and can be adjusted to best fit your schedule and needs. The Veterans Health Administration also provides a wide range of community resources online, over the phone, or in person to help find out, find support and address specific needs like benefits checkup. It's a free service that helps you identify what programs and care you qualify for. Elder Care Locator and Family Care Navigator, which provide resources for older adults and their families, as well as state-specific resources on legal issues, benefits, living arrangements, and education for caregivers. The National Aging and Disability Transportation Center promotes transportation options for older adults and caregivers, allowing more flexibility and freedom for senior veterans. I know Prairie Five Rides does an outstanding job in transporting area veterans to appointments or wherever they may need to go. They've gotten grants from Minnesota Veterans Affairs to help with that.
It's a good service, man.
Very good service. You can. The first step is to speak with your primary care provider to find out if you're eligible for geriatric and extended care services. More information on VA services for older veterans, you can go to VA Geriatrics and Extended Care's website. You can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And what would that number be, I wonder?
Well, the Veterans Linkage Line is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. There's also the Senior Linkage Line and the Disability Linkage Line. I do not have those numbers available.
But if they call your office, you can get them for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have magnets for that.
All right.
And we are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse.
We're going to get pretty soon.
Getting lush.
Well, like you said, we've gotten 20 inches of snow in April.
That's true.
So I'm not holding my breath on things turning green.
Don't put the shovels away.
Nope. No. But I will be closed tomorrow. I have a district training event up in Spicer. It's kind of central for everybody in our county VSO district, so I'll be up in Spicer all day tomorrow and learning. But otherwise, you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate the info there, Josh. You have a good week. We'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds good. You too.
All right. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
We've got you covered. Whether you are